Praise the Lord, message number 178. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 11. What you can learn from Moses to be a watchman, Section A. This message and the next coming messages will be inspired from the life of Moses as a watchman. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 2, and let us read verse 11 and verse 12. One day after Moses had grown up, went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to study and look deep into your word. I pray for clarity of the message. I pray for understanding in the heart and mind of your people. I pray that you're going to use this message mightily to change your people's life and help them to apply what they hear into practice. I pray that you raise a people, watchmen and women like Moses, to lead others and to bring them out from darkness, from the bondage of sin and slavery and Satan and injustice and abuse, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word and those who are in need of this message, O God. I pray that you will reap the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. We know that Moses had grown up in a life of luxury. He was grown up in a rich place. He was adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh. But in spite of all the luxurious atmosphere that Moses was in, and wealth, and the prestige and the honor, Moses showed his willingness to leave all that for the sake of God and for the sake of God's people. Moses was even willing to suffer for God. From what we have read in Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12, that Moses went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. The word watch denotes for the watchman ministry and for Moses as a watchman of God who watched other people's misery. Moses was sensitive to discern their suffering, and he showed desire to do something to help them. He watched how they were badly treated and was concerned to do something for them. His heart was with God and was willing to contribute with what God is directing him to do. As a watchman and woman, we need to have a sensitive heart so that we can contribute to the suffering of the people, not to add to their suffering, but to alleviate their suffering, to do something to help them in their suffering. Moses did something he thought that will help the people in their suffering, but did not help. He did something with his own strength. But the Bible also tells us that in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24 to 27, Moses, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeing of pleasure of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead of his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Moses was a watchman. He was able to see Christ, the invisible. He was willing to share with the suffering and share with the disgrace of Christ. His thought is more honorable than to be in the house of Pharaoh. He left Egypt. He was not afraid. A watchman should be bold, willing to accept what God had ordained for him, willing to accept what God is ordained for him. The will of God for Moses was to suffer, to leave the palace, and God had for Moses a good plan. Moses, after he left Egypt, went to live in Midian, and the Lord provided for him a job there. He worked and as a shepherd, and God gave him a wife, and she was the daughter of the man that received him. In Book of Exodus chapter 2 verse 21 and 22, we can read that Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, "I have become a foreigner in a foreign land." Moses stayed there and stayed a long period, around 40 years. And if you will read verse 23 and to verse 25 from the book of Exodus chapter 2, say, during that long period the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. God looked to the suffering. He was the suffering of his people, as Moses also shared. In the way that God looked, Moses also looked. And as God saw the misery of his people, he called Moses to use him as a deliverer for his people. In the same way, when you have a sensitive heart, concerned with the suffering of certain group of people by injustice or abuse, God will use you as a deliverer for such kind of people. And we will read now the way that God called Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 1 to 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." What Moses saw here, the word saw, as a watchman, Moses so that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. It was a strange thing for him to see and observe. But being a watchman, he grasped it as something need to be investigated and sorted out. He was a careful and discerning observer and a watchman. He could not accept what he saw to pass as something ordinary. And here came Moses in his first encounter with God. And we know later on that God spoke to him and called him. It's the first time that Moses met to God face to face. It was a personal encounter with God, where the Lord declared his will and his plan for Moses and commissioned him to go back to Egypt to deliver his people from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of Pharaoh, from the bondage and the slavery of the Egyptians. What a beautiful things here. Moses, being a watchman, he saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Certain time God will lead you to see certain things. They are strange, and God really wants you not to pass it as something ordinary. Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? Strange things that are happening and passing across your life, you cannot consider them as ordinary things. And it is worthy to go over and see and examine and investigate and ponder on them. As Moses did, when he go further, he come to discern that is God's presence, and God, that was God's calling for him as a deliverer for his people. The strange and not ordinary thing that is passing in your life, there might be a new ministry or a new encounter with God, and there could be God's leading you into a new direction of your life. You are called to be discerning. We are called to be discerning, especially when things, miracles, sometimes God do something not ordinary. God is telling you certain things. The Lord may be taking you as he took Moses. And the thing that strange things that he's showing you, it might be his way in your life to calling you for service. And we know that that was God's way for God to call Moses. And Moses, who left Egypt because he was not accepting the injustice and the abuse against the people of God, now he responded to God's call, and he is returning to Egypt to face Pharaoh and to challenge him with God's command to let his people be set free. The Lord, from this encounter with the burning bush, wanted Moses to continue to open his eyes, to be a watchman, to be able to see further what God had given him and what God wanted him to do. As we know that as Moses responded to God's call, God giving him more authority and resources to do his work. In Book of Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, we can read the following. Then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. The word See, God wanted Moses to see further as a watchman. God wanted Moses to see that God had given him authority. See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh. God had given him authority even over Pharaoh. As a watchman who is called by God, you should see and discern the people whom God had called you to reach and whom God had given you authority over them. Many people whom God called, they are not discerned to whom people God had called them to reach, to handle, to minister and to deal with. If that is the case for you, if you discern that God had called you, but you are not aware in which direction, to which people He had called you to minister, ask God to reveal to you this matter. Ask God to reveal to you the people that you are called to reach. What God wanted Moses to open his eyes and see more? God had given Moses key person to help him. What He told him, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet as watchman, and speaking to you now, you should discern and see who are the key personnel whom God had given to you. God had given you people. When God had called you, God had given you key person to help you in order to handle and carry the ministry that He entrusts to you. It could be your husband, could be your wife, could be your brother, could be someone else God had called and put beside you to help you as Aaron carry the burden and helped Moses. Our concern here in this message, to show are the points, the important points that God wants to open your eyes. Strengthening, first things that we spoke here is about you should see what God see in people's life and suffering, and that may be the initial call of you to discern so that God will lead you to help those people. Second, you should see that strengthening is way of God to speak to you. And third things here, we learned that God had opened the eyes of Moses to see the authorities and the privilege that He had given him. The same is for you. Truly, the people of God, as we know that after Moses went back to Egypt and faced Pharaoh after several sessions, the people of God delivered out of Egypt. And Moses, with God's help, led them to the edge of the Red Sea. And we know that Pharaoh pursued them and wanted to bring the people back to Egypt. The people, they were afraid, but Moses, as faithful watchman who could see clearly the deliverance of the Lord, he encouraged them. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, we can read the following. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptian you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." There are three words, "see" here, and that is denote for the watchman ministry. The first C is about to see the deliverance of the Lord. The second C is that you are seeing the Egyptian today. The third C, that you will not see them again. As a watchman, Moses was able to see God's deliverance, not the enemy. And he encouraged the people with this message. In the same way for you, as a watchman, God wants you to see clearly God's deliverance and not to focus on negative way of seeing things. God wanted to impart that encouraging message to the people at the critical time in their life. People under bondage, darkness, injustice, abuse, and when they are about to deliver or they are already delivered, the enemy tried to bring them back. This is your ruler here as a watchman. God wanted to encourage them so that they will be moving forward with the call of God and to get delivered and enter the new life that God had prepared for them. And we know that Moses, he continued to lead the people toward the promised land in the wilderness. And the way of leadership of Moses was a way who was seeing God's presence in his life. God said to Moses in Book of Exodus chapter 23 verse 20, "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared." Moses as a watchman was able to see that he is not alone in leading the people, but God was present with him. God's presence was with him in leading his people. God told him, "See, I am sending an angel with ahead of you." God is telling Moses, "Open your eyes, you are not alone. I am with you, my angel is with you, my presence will not leave you." Therefore, Moses received God's promise, and he received God's possession with God's presence in his life. He imparted that to his people, to the people of God. God wants us the same. God wants the same to impart the presence of God. If you see God's will in your life, impart it to your wife, impart it to your children, impart it to the people of God around you, impart it to the non-believers, impart it to your contacts, to the people who are under your care. This is your ministry as a watchman. You need to see God's presence clearly. The value of this message here today, that as I am seeing God's presence clearly in your in my life, I want to impart God's presence and to make it more clear and clear in your life. God want to use you also in the same way to encourage other and lead them in the way and in the direction into the promised land, toward the promised land, toward God's promises, toward what God had promised for each and every one of the people who are under your care. Furthermore, as we know, Moses, as he was leading the people into the promised land, toward the promised land, so what God had given them as really an encouragement, and he encouraged the people with good news. In we can read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 21 what he told the people. Moses, "See, the Lord," that was just at the border of the promised land, he was encouraging the new generation. What he told them in book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 21, "See, the Lord your God has given you the land." See, open your eyes and see, he had given you the land. Not that he will give, he has given you, already he's given. "Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your ancestor told you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." As watchman, see what God had given you as reality and encourage others with the good news from God's promises. As you read the Bible, as God encourages you with His word, you encourage others also. Moses heard God's command, and he said, go and take possession. And Moses saw and welcomed God's promises and imparted that. Imparted God's promises and imparted God's command to the people under his care. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, verses 24, the promise of God to Moses that he gave to the Israelites, it is the promise of God and the commands of God to Israelites. He say to them, set out now and cross the Arnon Gorge. See, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his country. Began to take possession of it and engage him in battle. But he say that I had given you the land of this enemy. See that this is the battle that I want you to fight now. Take courage, go forward. You will have the victory. And the land is for you, the ministry is for you. As I am preaching this message now, I am encouraged. I am seeing fields. I am seeing new countries. I am seeing new areas, new cities, new group of people. God wants us to reach and deliver from the work of darkness, work of Satan, from slavery, from injustice, abuse. More we learn from Moses as a watchman. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 31, let's read. The Lord said to me, see, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his country over to you. Now begun to conquer and possess his land. Moses was reporting to the Israelites the fresh deliverance of the Lord. He was seeing it before it happened. And he was delivering the encouraging message to the people. You as a watchman, God had enabled you to see the fresh deliverance of God and to report it to the people under your care to help them to see and believe that. We live by faith, not by sight. We can see things in the spirit. Things will happen in the future. Things that God had ordained for us, we can receive them by faith. Moses said to the people in book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 5, see, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Moses as watchman and me as watchman, we can see the reality of what we had learned from God's word and link them with the truthfulness of God's promises. What God said in His word, as people obeying God's promises, God's promises will come true in their life. I encourage you as watchmen to work with God and watch with Him that His word will be obeyed in your life and in the life of the people under your care, and His promises will come true as He said in His word. We'll continue in the next section, the things that we can learn from Moses as a watchman. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. I pray that your word will encourage your people and direct them in the way that you had called them. I pray that the message will bring you the glory and honor, and whatever the purpose of sending this word, I believe that it had accomplished in the name of Jesus, and many will get delivered, many will be set free, people who are sick will get healed, people who are possessed with demons, they get delivered, people who are abused, they will get their right and they will receive justice from you. I pray and I believe that people get favor, people will move into a new direction in their life in the name of Jesus, toward deliverance, toward God's blessing, toward healing, toward ministries. I pray, oh God, that we will move forward with the power of the Holy Spirit as watchmen and women, seeing your promises, seeing your deliverance, seeing the new countries, the new cities, the new villages, the new people that you had called us to care and to help to get delivered. Lord, we share with your pain. We are seeing people suffering. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray that, oh God, that this message will not go in vain, but will reap the hundredfold of harvest in the life of your church and your people. Lord, you bless everyone who listen, oh God. I pray impartation of faith, spiritual gifts, deliverance, anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your church, expansion, oh God, blessing, oh Lord, hear our prayer, oh Lord. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.